If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
This week in PlayStation, we're talking about the PlayStation 6, Sean Layden on exclusives, and the Xbox Game Draft. We'll have all this and more because this is PS I Love You XOXO. Yo, what's up? Welcome to PS I Love You XOXO, your weekly PlayStation conversation. I'm Blessing, that's Roger, and if you love what we do, support us with the Kinda Funny membership on Patreon or YouTube to get all of our shows ad-free, watch, support them live, and get a daily exclusive show. You can get PS I Love You for free with ads and without the exclusive content on YouTube and on podcast services around the globe. Thank you to our Patreon producers, Carl Jacobs, Kieran Hovasapien, and Delaney Twining. Today we're brought to you by Shady Rays and Factor, but let's start the PSN message from you. First of all, Roger, how's it going?
It's going great.
Welcome to your first PS I Love You.
This is PS I Love You?
Yeah. What do you think this was?
Oh my God.
He was hiding it the whole time.
I'm wearing an Xbox.
He ripped over it, opened his shirt like Superman, and then he revealed an Xbox logo. Because, of course, this episode is the Xbox draft, but we'll get to that later. For now, PSN message comes in from Tyler Robinson, who writes in and says, if you could preemptively make one decision about the PlayStation 6, how the controller is shaped, how big the console is, the price, what would it be?
Oh, this is an interesting one. I love this. I love speculation. I love it.
PlayStation 6. I've not thought that hard about PlayStation 6.
No, because it always sneaks up on you, right? It's always around the time. It's like, oh, shit, I guess we are due for one.
Yeah.
I guess we are, because we're already talking about pros. We're already, like, thinking about that. But, like, 2 years after that, it's PS6 time. That's how that works.
And, like, this is me coming into it assuming that the pros are going to have some sort of, like, DLSS adjacent thing, some kind of AI upsampling. Like, we're gonna use the AI stuff to, like, make the games look better.
Yeah.
And so I'm not even gonna answer with that, because that would probably be one of my go-tos. I want themes. I hate that this generation doesn't have themes. I know that's, like, a small thing, but it's big enough. Thank you, Barrett. I appreciate it. I think back to the PS4 and, like, my Final Fantasy VII remake themes and, like, my Undertale theme and my Shadow Colossus theme and how much that, like, really painted the experience for me. It was something neat. In terms of, like, whenever I'm logging into my PS4, like, setting the tone.
Yeah.
I liked it as a tone setter.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I feel like this generation, at least for me, just has been very bland with my PlayStation, right? It's just there. It's just the PlayStation. You know, I can't make it my own.
No pizzazz.
No, yeah, exactly. No swag.
No swag, yeah. No riz.
No riz.
Yeah, my PlayStation 3 is definitely missing riz.
You're not doing custom faceplates, Roger?
No, I'm not doing any of that. Come on. The PlayStation 5 is the perfect console. You know what I mean? Like, visually, it might... I agree with the Kinda Funny audience. It's the best-looking console.
I also think it's a pretty good-looking console. Especially, I mean, I do like my maroon-colored faceplates.
Yeah.
I like that as a thing. The white ones are a bit like, okay, now it feels a bit too Detroit Become Human.
Yeah.
But when I change the color of it, I like the form factor.
Yeah, it's cool. I think for me, it's a simple one. It's a boring one, but it's a truthful one.
Mm.
2 terabytes. We're done with 1 terabyte now. Mm. We're done with 1 terabyte. We're done with 500 gigabyte. We're done with 1 terabyte. We have to go to 2 terabyte now because these games are getting way too fucking big.
Mm.
So, like, we have to.
You don't feel like just getting extended storage?
No.
Paying some extra money?
No, I'm
not
paying.
Get 4 terabytes in there now?
No, we gotta build it. Because, like, now we're at the point now where if every game is about close to 100 gigabytes, you have, you know, if you remove the, well, I think it's like 15 gigs or maybe 20 gigs that they just inherently have for, like, the OS. You're getting like 5 games, 6 games or whatever. That's not math works, but, like, you know, pretty much. Like, you know, like, that's what it ends up being. And I have to play the shuffle game, which I love doing the shuffle game. I love downloading games, but I love deleting games even more.
Yeah.
I love looking through it. And it's like, am I ever going to play this game? Nope. Fuck that.
Yeah.
It's over now. Yeah.
Those hard decisions are fun.
Yeah.
I will say, I do like that when we went from the PS4 to the PS5, PlayStation looked at the light bar and they're like, all right, enough. Like,
we're gonna
keep, like, the idea, like, the heart of it, and, like, have, like, some of the backlights in the PS5 controller, but we don't need that big old light bar.
That was my second thing, though.
Uh-huh.
We gotta remove the lights. We gotta take away the lights. We gotta have either the launch controller have no lights and just have an insane battery life like the Xbox, or you just give me an alternate version. That's See, like, hey, like this is gonna last forever. It just has none of the fun stuff.
I don't mind the lights the way they are now, because I'm not convinced that the current lights are what's killing the battery life. Yeah. I think it's everything.
Just spyware.
Yeah, it's like
always watching you and listening.
Yeah,
that's all I mean. I don't want to hear my voice.
Oh,
I never want to hear my fucking voice. When I record a clip, it is the worst. When I have an amazing moment in a video game, and then it's just me and Leanne just having the dumbest conversation. I'm like, I can't post this anywhere. This is stupid. See, I have to mute it every time. I feel like a pervert.
So where I was going with the light bar is that, all right, now it's also time to take out the touchpad.
Yep.
What game is using this touchpad thing?
Gotta
right?
get rid of it.
Let's get back to the select button.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't know, man. I feel like there's a lot of space there that you can do something cool with.
We almost fall there. Off.
What's up, Eric?
Put a screen there.
So yes. I mean, now we're talking about a 30-minute battery life for this thing.
But I like it, though. I like where you're going.
I may or may not know someone who, like, when the DualShock 4 was being developed, that was an early idea.
I love it because that is going.
Y'all are just pitching the Wii U.
No, we're pitching the original. Remember, like from like 20 years ago, the videos that were like, here's what the PlayStation 3 is going to look like, or PlayStation 4 is going to look like. It has like screens coming out of every fucking orifice. That's what
like
I want.
A projector either, that's coming
you go
out of
the
it.
Opposite way where you have no screens, you have no touchpads, or you go the other way where it's like, no, we're just putting screens.
I love
on everything.
How like a lot of our solutions so far is take out the features,
take out all the fun features.
It's like just give us the PS4 again, give us the PS3.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I would.
I'm sure. I promise there are bigger ones that we were just like,
oh yeah,
fuck absolutely. All the big shit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Make one decision about the PlayStation 6.
Can you read the examples that they gave real quick?
How the controller is shaped, how big the console is, the price.
Price, that's a weird one. I mean, inflation and everything, right? I mean, like, what was it was 500, 400, right? 450?
Yeah, depending on the, like, whether you got discs.
If we can stay around there, that'd be great, but...
Yeah, I mean, sure, if I can get $100, then sure, but, like, that's impossible. Yeah, if we're sticking with the kind of like continual like I guess upgrades that we're getting, I think if you can stick with $500 or $400 for a discless version, I think that's fine.
I think we're just not going to do discs next generation. There's never going to be a version that is going to have a disc inherently in the console, right? You're going to be able to buy a disc bank
buy
if
a disc
you
drive.
Want
I agree with
to
that.
To play your older games, but like they're never going to prioritize that ever again. I think we're just
I can
done
see
with that.
That. I don't
that's
know.
What I'm saying.
That's the thing is, I don't know if the country, if the world, probably mostly the country, like the U.S. is ready for that with like how bad our internet infrastructure is throughout the country. But yeah, I think an external disk drive that you can buy separately.
Or it comes bundled in with a certain, you know, console bundle or whatever.
True.
Where it's like, oh yeah, it's technically a disk drive. You got to plug it into USB.
Yeah. Trying to think of like what are like the hot PC things now? Because like obviously like PC is where we got SSDs, then PS5 got SSD, right? Like,
yeah.
You know, that's where we got all this ray trace or not AI upsampling, and now we're
well. That's
get
a big
that.
One, right? And you alluded to it, and they work with AMD, and there has been rumors lately that AMD is trying to fully go against and actually make their DLSS competitor. So we're gonna get that eventually. I do wish, I hope that it is sooner rather than.
Oh,
later.
You know what? Fuck it. I want a portable version. I want a Steam Deck. Version of a PlayStation.
Okay.
I know we have the Portal. I don't want it to just be a stream device. Like I want a PlayStation portable device that is, I can play my PS5, PlayStation 6 games, I guess at this point, but they are like, obviously they don't look as good or whatever, but they still run, they're still functional, and it's all my PlayStation library with the PlayStation integration, trophies, the features, DualSense shit, all that stuff, but in a PlayStation portable. That's my one thing. I really want that.
Never getting that.
I think it's possible.
You're never getting that.
Yeah, there
dude.
Are reports about it.
I don't think you'll ever get, like, at least for the current generation, right? You'll never get like a PS6. Hey, now you can play your PS6 on mobile or whatever.
I think
maybe if it's like, hey, a PS5 portable or something like that.
That's the thing is, me and Tim went back and forth about this a little bit. Not Shalomet, our Tim.
Oh, okay.
Not
yeah,
Timmy.
Yeah. Sorry.
Tim Geddes.
It's Timmy.
It's a joke for a game, or that's a joke from before this.
Yeah, it's a joke for a podcast that we recorded, not recorded. We just talked.
we talked,
and none of you guys saw that.
But yeah, me, I, in the conversation about what a portable would look like, right? Like, I was kind of on the side of, yeah, I think by the PS6 generation, maybe we're playing PS4 or PS5 games. And Tim's like, yo, with this AI shit, like, maybe you could be able to get more bang for like fidelity out of devices that aren't able to pack as much in there because they're using this AI.
You're not wrong, yeah.
And so maybe we could get PlayStation 6 games portable via that.
Yeah.
Which I think is fascinating. I think that could be really cool. And I think the success of the Steam Deck and the Switch and all this stuff gives more of a reason for PlayStation to maybe be looking into that kind of, at the very least they're looking into it. I don't know if we're actually going to get it, but I hope we get it. I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's the perfect future, right? I mean, like, Cameron Kennedy brings up a good point of, like, frame rates. Like, if we can just get the AI to make every game 60 FPS consistently, then that is the ground floor where I'm like, okay, now we can make these games smaller and then also put them on a mobile and then we can, you know, up-res them from there or de-res them or whatever it is.
There you go. We solved it. We made the PlayStation 6. Good work.
Remove all the features.
Remove everything. That's our solution. Get everything out of there.
Yeah.
Roger, now it's time for topic of the show. It's time. The Xbox Game Draft. Now, you might be asking yourself, why? Why are we drafting Xbox games on this PlayStation podcast?
Tell them why.
We're doing it in celebration of games like Hi-Fi Rush and more coming to PlayStation from Xbox. This is a big topic of conversation in the last couple of months. Hi-Fi Rush is coming to PlayStation next week. Pentiment has already been out on PlayStation. But then also we're getting Grounded and Sea of Thieves. If I have that right. I
didn't even know that.
I looked it up because I was like, there's no way Pentiment's already out.
No idea.
And all of what I saw was that it's out. And so, cool. Yeah, you can play Pentiment on your PlayStation 5.
Okay, I guess you can.
Correct me if I'm wrong about that, everybody. But yeah, like, oh yeah, there it is. $20 for Pentiment. It's already out.
Five stars.
Go play Pentiment, everybody.
Go play Pentiment.
Play Pentiment. $20. That's good.
You know, me and you were having a conversation of what this episode should be. You know, Greg's away. He's out doing Greg things.
Yeah.
It's me and you. We wanted to have fun. Yeah. And
unlike what you do every other week. You know what
I'm saying? Yeah. Whatever it's me and Greg, we're talking business. With me and you, we're like, we're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
So we figured it'd be a fun kind of like activity. Also, just in a way for us to like talk up Xbox games and be like, yo, let's talk about the Xbox games that'd be dope to play on PlayStation for whatever reason. And so I come with a set of rules, Roger. All right. We're each going to draft 4 games that I've already released, and 1 game that is an unreleased upcoming title that's been announced. All right, so 5 games total, 4 that have already come out on Xbox that aren't on PlayStation yet, and 1 that is unannounced that is coming to Xbox, but we want to have on PlayStation as well.
But so, has been announced, though.
Has Xbox. Been announced, yes.
Gotcha. So I can't say Banjo-Kazooie, you know, whatever.
Yeah, Banjo 3. No, you cannot say that.
There's 3? Is it 3?
I mean, we've had Banjo-Kazooie, Banjo-Tooie.
But then we got the other one.
Oh, we didn't... That's not 3.
All right. Nuts and Bolts is 3.
Nuts and Bolts is like a side project.
No, it's
3.
They're driving cars.
There's 3. That's 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
All right. Banjo 4-y, whatever you want to call it. Banjo 4-y in the Blind Forest.
Put some respect.
We can't draft something that the other person has already drafted.
Okay.
So if you go first and you draft a game, I can't draft that game. And then we can't draft a game that's already coming to PlayStation. And so Hi-Fi Rush or I guess Pentiment or Grounded.
Which is already out, apparently.
Which is already out. Or Grounded or Sea of Thieves being the examples, right? Yeah. We can't draft those games. Are those rules clear?
Clear. Who goes first? How do we do this?
You have a coin.
Okay, well, you could have told me about this earlier. Are you looking to see? Wow, you have a thick-ass motherfucking wallet. Holy shit. You got a lot of stuff in there.
It's because of all that money.
You do have a lot of cash, which is... No. Never mind. It's a lot of cards, a lot of old cards, a lot of receipts.
It's like my fucking laundry card.
A lot of bugs.
Yeah, I thought I had
bugs.
You got creepy crawlies in there.
What kind of bugs do you got in there?
You got some bugs. Dang. Is that a Costco card?
I'm trying not to like show my wallet. Okay.
Okay, that is a penny.
I know. I thought I had a quarter for this bit. I could have sworn that I had quarters in my pocket. You know what? Now that I think about it, I had low tire pressure over the weekend.
Yeah.
And so I used my quarters to put some air in my tire. So that's what happened to my quarters.
Yeah, we're going to flip a penny, everybody.
Yeah. We're going to flip a penny. This isn't bad luck or anything, right?
No.
All right. I'm going to flip in the air. I'm going to call heads or tails when I flip it up.
Tails.
Heads.
Fuck.
I go first.
Fuck. It's a penny. It's a double-sided penny.
That's the trick.
Can I unplug it?
I was just going to suggest I do it because I didn't trust him. You know,
it was a really good flip, though. You
it
see
was
that?
A really good flip. We can go back on the tape.
Yeah, no, it was a really good flip.
It was a fine flip.
Oh, I killed that shit.
If it was anything other than a penny, it would have been better. Imagine you pulled out a dime.
Smallest coin.
We lose it in the air.
I find some small coin from a different country. It's like, I don't know why I have this. Oh, man. All right.
I like this. This is going to be a fun time.
Yeah, I really like this. And we also asked for your audience write-ins. And so after me and you finish our draft, we're going to go through some of the audience write-ins and judge their drafts as well.
We're going to judge you.
All right. The first game I'm going to draft.
And we got to think like CEOs real quick.
Yeah.
We got to be, we're strategy here.
Yeah, so
like, let's talk about like why we're doing this, how we're doing this, at least in your mind.
And in my mind, because what I want to do with this episode too is when we're done with our full draft, I want us to tweet out our picks and have people vote on which they think is the better draft they think is the better lineup for games to come to PlayStation.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking with like both quality. And when I say quality, I'm talking about like things that I deem quality, right? Things that I think are great, things that I think are worthwhile for more people to get their hands on. And then I'm also thinking like, what are things that the fans want?
Mm.
And so it's a tough thing to balance though, because the first game that I'm picking is a game that I think is objectively a fantastic title from a fantastic series that might not be the first thing that people would have requested.
Okay.
But I'm picking it because I think it's fucking fantastic. Forza Horizon 5.
Good one. That's good.
Forza Horizon 5 is my first pick. I love the Forza Horizon series. I think they're super fun. I love the arcadey nature of it. One of the things that I wish PlayStation would do with Gran Turismo is find like the Horizon side of it, where you have a racing game that is way more arcadey, that is open world, that is, you know,
easier to pick up.
Yeah, like I like
Drive Club.
We
had it all.
It could have been Drive Club, but you know, I liked Gran Turismo 7. I played a bit of Gran Turismo 7. I even liked it a lot in virtual reality. But Forza Horizon is where it's like that gets me excited, right? Like I love jumping in there, blasting music, like customizing my cars with all the different skins that people make online, and like having these open world races, and then also leveling up my, I guess, account, right? And like drifting in the grass, getting all the points, you know, destroying things, like using that all to build a multiplier. Like it is such a fun, arcadey experience. And I think that is the other side of the coin that works so well with Forza Motorsport, where it is, hey, Motorsport is for the car nerds. Motorsport is for like the serious people. But hey, we have Forza Horizon.
We have fun over here.
We have fun over here on the Forza Horizon land. And I think it's such a fun game. I think it's such a quality game too. Like it was IGN's game of the year in the year that it came out. I think Forza Horizon would be such a slam dunk of a game to bring over to PlayStation as a port.
Yeah, I love that. I love that one a lot because it is such a, not a niche, but it is a smaller category of racing game, right? Like you do have like the Need for Speeds, but they don't come out that much, right? And when they do, it's like kind of like they come out. It's like, okay, whatever. Yeah,
they kind of come and go.
Yeah, exactly. So like this is honestly one of the places where Xbox dominates completely, where they, Forza Horizon, when that comes out, kind of the world just stops. It's like, yep, that's fucking, everyone's got to play that, especially the last one that was on Game Pass, like launched with it. Like that was a huge deal for people that like me who don't really play a lot of the racing games. Like I picked it up, I played it. Like that's a really great one, because I think that would get a lot of people on Team Green.
Yeah. Right?
If that is like the business mindset of like I'm trying to get people from PlayStation to convert even a little bit. I think that's the one.
That's the thing too, is like it's been years since Forza Horizon 5. And if I feel like it's gonna be a longer gap between we get the next one, because Fable's coming out and that's coming from Playground as well.
Yeah.
And so if you're able to go, hey, let's put Forza Horizon 5 on PlayStation, and then when Forza Horizon 6 comes out, you know, launch it on Xbox, and hopefully we're able to get people in, whether it's on PC or on Xbox, and then do it all over again.
And there's so much DLC.
Six out.
So much DLC for this one. They have the Hot Wheels one.
Yeah. And I think there's potential for, if you, I don't think they would go this far if they ever did this, but if you wanted to take it this far, add VR support. And the way that Gran Turismo has VR support, if you're able to give Forza Horizon VR. Now, granted, Forza Horizon, the kind of series where you might be getting air.
Yeah.
And like, it's a bit more crazy in terms of the type of shit you're doing in Forza Horizon compared to a sim racer game. But I think I'd be really neat.
Pretty.
I would for sure try out a Forza Horizon type experience in VR, even if they limited it to like certain types of tracks or whatever.
Yeah.
So it doesn't get too crazy.
Yeah. No, that's a perfect first pick.
What's your first pick?
Not as perfect. My first pick. I got a physical list. It's upside down. Got to turn it around.
Yeah,
I'm
very impressed.
Also, the smallest font that you could possibly
Jesus, I'm
have.
Not looking at your picks, by the way.
You just cheated everybody. So every pick that he has is mine.
Yeah, I'm going to go down the list from top down.
My first one is a simple one. It's an easy one. It's Master Chief Collection, right?
Mm.
I think you got to start there. It is the perfect game to be like, hey, guys, all the Halo games that are worth a damn are here. You're ready to play them. You can play them online with people. I believe that there are rumors that Master Chief Collection production is winding down in terms of like adding new content and stuff and like seasonal events and all that jazz. So I think this is the perfect time to just be like, hey, it's pretty much a fully fledged video game. We've had all this content. We've had all these drops, and now you can go in there and play it all. It is the weirdest one because it's like, in my mind, it just playing Master Chief Collection with a PlayStation controller is nuts. And like, I will never get over it, even when this does come out eventually, because I think it will.
Yeah.
But it is the right one to do. It is, especially since it is not infinite, which I was thinking about for a little bit, but I mean, like, I think this is the better one. I think you put Master Chief Collection because it is such a deep breadth of video games, a video game legacy of Xbox. And also just infinite is, you know, you're missing out a lot. You can just easily have someone pick this game up, play it, and be like, okay, cool, now I'm going to go over Xbox to play Infinite to get Game Pass for a month or check out the next one whenever that happens.
This is one that if this ever happened, it would break the internet.
Yeah.
Like I don't think it'll ever happen, a Master Chief Collection coming to PlayStation, but like I think it'd be really cool, right? Yeah. I think it'd be really neat. And yeah, you introduce another audience into like this game series. I do think there's balance there, right? Of like, okay, we're going to introduce you to these older Halo games where like you have Halo Infinite that I think is more modern, that I think is fun. I really dig Halo Infinite. I think the main problems they had were like its post-launch support, and I from what I understand, like they've had good moments in that too. Like recently, there was a surge of people in my friend groups that had been picking back up Halo Infinite and going back in there. And so like I think there's still work that they can do to bring people back to it. But yeah, I think Halo Master Chief Collection is a strong one.
Yeah.
But also plays into my hand.
Oh.
Because I was wondering if we were doing collections. Because Halo Master Chief Collection is, what, one, two, three, and then more, right? It's like
I think
five
it's
games?
Four and potentially five.
Because it's Reach in there? Is no, ODST four, in there?
Yeah. And four, I think, is in there.
Okay.
I believe so.
Let us know. So you played into my hand. With my next pick.
Balacho.
Rare Replay.
Okay, interesting.
Is my next pick.
This is at the bottom of my list.
You're crazy.
Old game, old.
You're a crazy person. Rare Replay is a collection of 30 Rare games.
So Roger, you just said Halo.
Rare's older, everybody. Don't you worry about it.
Not that much older.
We got some newer games in there. Don't worry about it.
And also, yeah, like I'm pretty sure you have games from the same generation as Halo.
Nah, don't worry about that. What do you got? Rare Replay. Perfect Dark? I don't care.
Rare Replay. First of all, Rare Replay is fantastic. It's one of the reasons I bought an Xbox One back in like whenever I bought it. It's filled with fucking classics, right? I'm somebody who, I was an N64 kid. I played hella Rare games on there. So, you know, me and Barrett both loved Donkey Kong 64. I love Jet Force Gemini. I'm trying to think of the other Rare games came out. Diddy Kong Racing, etc. A lot of those aren't on Rare Replay. But even despite that, the stuff that they do include, you get games like Banjo-Kazooie and Banjo-Tooie. You get Perfect Dark. You get Kameo. You get a list of games that I think highlight Rare's most special period as a developer. And like Rare's still out there killing it, obviously, with Sea of Thieves and stuff. But Rare Replay is such a historic, like, oh, we are elevating, or we're preserving like this moment in history of a developer that I think really doesn't get the
shit. It got nuts and bolts. Fuck. Never mind. I take it back.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
A developer that I think deserves all the shout outs and respect in the world for how they really held it down during an entire generation for a platform, right? Like the N64 was Nintendo and Rare. Like Rare was there kind of like in second place doing support on that console.
Yeah.
And yeah, you get a lot of that out of Rare Replay. And I think that is a lot of history that would be served well on the PlayStation. And yeah, if you ever do, like, I don't think GoldenEye was in Rare Replay, but they've gone back and like added GoldenEye to Xbox like later on. If they wanted to do an update like that or add in a few more games, like I think putting it on PlayStation could be a good excuse to lump in GoldenEye in there as well if you wanted to do it. But yeah, I think Rare Replay would be a slam dunk.
See, that's so interesting, right? Because if I'm thinking about, like, if we're playing CEO, right? I wouldn't want, not that I wouldn't want Rare Replay, but that would just be kind of like a, hey, it's just randomly out there, whatever. Mm. You know, it's a nice to have, right? Because it doesn't, I'd say, like, encapsulate the current generation of what Xbox is trying to do, right? Like, I'm sure they're going to bring back some of these properties. Perfect Dark, of course. We have Banjo-Kazooie, which eventually will have another game. But it is not something that I think people play and are like, man, I'm team green. I want to sign up for Game Pass. I want to continuously play these new games. For Halo Master Chief Collection, you have Halo Infinite. You have these Halo games that eventually will come out, I think, in the next few years. Mm. We're going to get another one. For this, it's like, yeah, it's a nice moment in history, but it's not what Xbox is doing currently because, honestly, a lot of these games they didn't own. Rare,
yeah.
Right. This is not even has nothing to do with Xbox, in my opinion, and to a certain extent.
Yeah. I am on the flip side. I think it might set you up for if you did want to continue any of this stuff. Right. Like we talk all the time about Banjo maybe coming back. Like I don't expect more Jack Force Gemini, but obviously they're working on a new Perfect Dark.
Yeah.
And there's there's Conker in there as well. God, shout out to Rare. Conker is a thing I could see coming back at some point. I think
he's too rude though. He's too rude.
Yeah, but there's a lot of rude guys in video games. Yeah. Now. You met this guy Kratos.
Not in this culture anymore.
I guess Kratos now is way less rude than Conker. He went to therapy in Valhalla. But yeah, like I think you have so much potential there to sow the seed of, hey, here's a bunch of different things we own here at Xbox that you might love, even as a person that has a PS5. Like, maybe you had a N64, maybe you like had an Xbox, like the original Xbox or whatever, but for whatever reason now you're playing on a PlayStation 5.
Yeah.
Here's a reminder / here's an introduction to a bunch of these things that, you know, I think Banjo-Kazooie to this day is still a fun video game. Like, I played Banjo-Kazooie through in like 2016, and it was like my first time playing all the way through it, and it was through Rare Replay, and I had a fucking blast in 2016 playing Banjo-Kazooie. Like, I think there's a lot of potential there to get people in, even though old game is old, right? Even though, you know, it might be, you might think that the audience might not be as fervorous for something like this. I do think it's like a good easy win as well, where it is, hey, we got 30 titles. Port them yeah. over, like allow people to have access to them.
Do you think there's ever a world, and I know this would cause a lot of shit, but if they just individually ported them, they're yes. like, hey, yeah, hey,
I think
guys.
That's more likely, honestly. Yeah. The way that Rare Replay works is that for a lot of those games, like the 360 games, they download those separately.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Like a lot of the classic stuff, I believe, is like part of the Rare Replay app. Yeah. But then when you boot up Rare Replay and then go to Banjo-Kazooie,
like
it's like a hub for that, where you click Banjo-Kazooie and then it boots up the 360 version of Banjo-Kazooie. So 1,000% yes to what you're saying. That is actually the way it would happen, is that they would just probably port over Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah, just put them all for like $10 each or whatever and just call it a day. And say,
that's a lot of money.
I mean, whatever it is, right? Because I could see them doing that, right? Where they're like, hey, here are, or maybe whenever there is a new Banjo-Kazooie, hey, the OG Banjo-Kazooie games, they're on PlayStation now. But if you want to play Rare Replay, you know, it's on Xbox, it's on PC. If you want to play it, it's on PC. I don't know if it's on PC.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if it's on PC. But I also think, I think, yes, you're right, that they will probably do it individually. But also, if the cards line up, I do think that there is a route where you could go, all right, reporting all this stuff to PlayStation.
We did it.
And then we also, we did it all together. And then, if you want to get the deal, like, here's Rare Replay. Otherwise, you can buy Banjo for $10. But if you get Rare Replay for $30, you get all access to all this stuff.
Is Rare having an anniversary soon? Because I could see that.
That's a good
question.
I
could see it for like 40th anniversary, whatever it is.
Rare has been around for a while. They were founded, that's the wrong button, 2002 is when they were acquired by Xbox. They were founded in 1985, 39 years ago. So next year is their 40th anniversary. Mark it down, everybody.
See that. That's a good one.
That would be sick.
That's a good one.
40th
anniversary. Hey, guys, it's on PlayStation. 40th anniversary. It's only on PlayStation 4. Only for that one.
All right, Roger, what's your next pick?
Hey, everybody.
What's up?
CEO of Xbox here, Roger Percorny. And my next one is an easy one. It's a simple one. Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Fuck.
Yeah, I know. It's a boring one. Everybody cry in the chat. But it's the one. It's the one you need. It is such an impressive video game that putting it on PlayStation just makes sense. Like, I don't think there's much more for me to say. Like, that game has had so much support over the last few years. I mean, they had the Dune update, I feel like, a few days ago. Mm-hmm. It makes a lot of sense to go on PlayStation. Also, genuinely, I think this is such an impressive video game that you're going to get the people on Twitter complaining about it, but I don't think you're going to get much. Like, I think people are going to look and be like, yeah, that makes sense to go everywhere, because it is just Microsoft Flight Simulator, right? It doesn't feel like, even though it's an Xbox exclusive, it feels like something that could have, even a few years ago when they launched it, been everywhere, because it is that good and so detailed, in my opinion, at least.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's one that I had on my short list, because, Microsoft Flight Simulator, when you want to talk about it in the same way that we talked about with Forza Horizon 5, of Microsoft has, like, the monopoly on this. I mean, obviously, like, we don't see flight simulators every day. Like, Microsoft is the ones to do it, and they're doing it right? Like, hey, we're going to integrate this with Bing Maps. We're going to fully realize it. The next one that's upcoming, Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024, looks cool, right? They're including a lot more stuff in there in terms of jobs and all this shit. Yeah, like, I think that would be such a slam dunk of a game to port over. And, like, in a way, like, and it's an Xbox game, obviously, right? It's also a PC game. And I think just by the fact that, one, it's existed for so long, and it's also called Microsoft Flight.
And it was also on PC first.
It was on PC first. Yeah, like, it has an identity with Xbox, but it has almost more of an identity with just Microsoft. And I think there's something there as far as, like, Yeah, like we want this game everywhere. Like this is a Microsoft product that we want to push. That is like that goes beyond just the Xbox ecosystem.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think that's a brilliant pick.
Yeah, and I mean, cool. It would be cool if they had VR. That would be sick.
Ooh, that would be amazing.
Let's talk about the VR real quick. Never gonna happen. I feel like Xbox is never gonna put in that work to make that happen.
Xbox, they don't want to.
How cool would it be?
Cool. The power of PlayStation or PC because the game is on PC.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Hey,
sure.
All right, we've picked two games each. My third pick. It's not a pick for me, all right? I got to play the audience.
You read mine.
And the audience wants what the audience wants, and that is Starfield. Starfield is my third pick. It's a game that, you know, I wanted to like more, but kind of funny loves, right? Like, yeah. Greg Miller loves Starfield. So Mike loves Starfield. Paris loves Starfield, right? I liked it in moments. There are moments at Starfield that I really enjoyed, and I think that's a game that can get better over time. It being a Bethesda game, already has lineage on PlayStation, right? Like, there's so many people on PlayStation that love Fallout, that love Elder Scrolls, that love Bethesda. And I think so many people would show up for a game like Starfield as well, because that is kind of continuing on in the lineage what's the name of the studio? of the Starfield developer games.
Bethesda?
Yeah, I don't know what just happened to my brain. My brain just ran on E. I think it's this fucking lemonade that I got from Wendy's. Too much sugar in it. But yeah, no, I think a lot of people would show up for this one, it being a big space open world, right? Like another type of unique title, right? Like we have the No Man's Skies of the world, we have other ones, but I think Starfield being Bethesda's version of that speaks to a lot of people. And even with the jank, even with all that stuff, it's still a Bethesda game.
Yeah.
And there are people that love Bethesda games. And so, yeah, I think that's my third pick. Was that on your list?
Yeah, it was on my list. It was so deep in the bottom of like, it's the obvious one. It makes sense. And this is the one that caused all the ignition of freakouts, right? Of like, mm-hmm. Oh, is this gonna happen? Oh my god. I think it's gonna happen eventually, even though there are talks of like, oh, it's not even like in development at all in Xbox. Like I've seen that running around. It's gonna happen. Like I feel like it has to happen eventually, especially when they do like a Game of the Generation edition. Yeah. Whatever they do.
I mean, this is one of the ones that when all the rumors were going around about Xbox bringing games to PlayStation, right? Like this is one of the ones that came up. And the specific thing was that they were having conversations around it. The fact that they didn't have that as like on their list of the four games makes me think that they had that conversation and the answer was no. Like, we don't want to bring this to other platforms, at least yet. You know, like, I don't never say never. I'm sure there's a future where Xbox, where Starfield eventually does come to PlayStation. But one, I wouldn't hold my breath. And two, right? Like, yeah, like, I wonder what their thought process is as far as like, hey, this actually serves better as an exclusive because people will buy an Xbox for Starfield versus something like Grounded, which they feel is more of a, this is a game that we want everybody to experience.
And I also think it's a time thing, right? Because right now, Starfield is like the perfect value because it is a $70, $60 game. I don't know how much it is, but it is a full-priced video game. And that means that people are more interested in buying Game Pass to play it because it's like, oh, it's cheaper if I buy $10 and I play it for a month. You know, a year from now when the game is $25, $30 or whatever it's going to end up being with sales and all that jazz, I think it makes a lot more sense for them to be like, okay, cool, we can put it on PlayStation for full price and we can get that money and recoup a lot of that while the game is dropping in price because that's just how that works.
Yeah. And it's another one that even though it is a single player, we're going to drop, you know, put out this game and like one and done type of thing. It's also a game that is evolving. It's a game that they're doing a lot of updates for. And I could see the case of, hey, let's build this game on Xbox. Let's build this game on PC. Let's like continue to iterate and like work with the fans and like continue to level up this thing. And then years after where it's like, all right, we're done with the updates. All right, I guess the next logical thing to do is take it other places, like port it over, like not have to worry about all the upkeep. Like we've done the upkeep on these specific platforms, but now we have a finalized version that we can port wherever and like do whatever with. And so,
yeah, that'd be dope.
What's your third game?
My fourth game?
Third, right? Fourth?
I did two. So, how does time work? So
you did Halo, you did Microsoft Flight Sim.
And I matched. Oh, no. I guess I did. Huh. Okay. I thought it was my last one, everybody. Interesting. A lot of choices.
Yeah,
a lot of good choices. A lot of good choices. Okay. That's good. Because I thought I was this last one. I was like, okay, I have to pick between two, but I think I got one. I'm going to do the easy. Yep. Fuck it. I'm going to do the fun choice because I don't think you're going to choose this next one.
Okay.
Sunset Overdrive. We got a like little tip of the hat to Insomniac. You know what I mean? Like they, I think they want it. They want it to be on PlayStation. They want it to be everywhere. That's an amazing video game. And I think it would be really great to have that on PlayStation to show the PlayStation fans like, hey, this is another one of your favorite studios. This is a game that they did over here for us. And to put it up there would be a really, really fun time. So yeah, there's nothing. I don't think there's much of a positive in terms of the business aspect other than making more money. Like, there's no strategic, like, there's no Sunset Overdrive 2 that's going to be coming out. But I do think it's a nice fun to have for just the PlayStation community, and it might just be like a goodwill.
I mean, it's a game that I think the PlayStation fans would love for sure, right? Like, the Insomniac is already, we call Insomniac PlayStation's MVP.
Yeah.
Yeah, just give people another Insomniac game to play. Like, we've already had on the PS5 alone, like, four different Insomniac games between Miles Morales, the remaster, and Ratchet & Clank, and now Spider-Man 2. Give them a fifth one, fuck it. And then when Wolverine comes, that's the sixth one, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Insomniac has a presence on PlayStation that is unrivaled at this point, especially on PS5. And yeah, I think Sunset Overdrive could be the continuation of it if you want to continue.
Yeah.
Now, like, I forget what the status is, if Sunset Overdrive is now owned by PlayStation or Insomniac. But either way, like the stipulations we had were exclusive, right?
Yeah.
So I would say it counts for what we're talking about.
And I don't think Xbox would give them the rights to the fucking franchise or anything like that. They'll probably still keep that just in case. But it would just be a nice thing to have on PlayStation to have it everywhere because this game's awesome. And it's also the blueprint for Spider-Man. Like, you play Sunset Overdrive, it's like, shit, like, there's so much of that. You're so much a Spider-Man in this video game. You can see where they went immediately right from this game to the next one. Yeah, really fun time.
My fourth game. Halo Infinite.
Oh!
Yeah, I was happy when you picked Halo Master Chief Collection, because that signaled to me that you weren't going to pick Halo Infinite. And that was...
Interesting.
I was going to make that my second pick. And so, like, the fact that you picked it and you're like, yeah, I'm going to pick this over Infinite, I was like, perfect. I can save Infinite for later.
Give me the case.
Infinite's fucking awesome. I understand that people hate on Infinite because the post-launch support wasn't there and, like, it kind of died kind of quickly in terms of the community. But Infinite is still one of the most fun multiplayer games I've played in the last 3 to 4 years, whenever it came out. It's a fun time. It's modernized. It feels great to play. I fucking love the grappling rope or grappling hook and, like, swinging around and fucking shotgunning someone in the face and then meleeing them to take them out. It is a very fun game that I do think could benefit by having a larger audience, right? Like, I think bringing in the PlayStation audience there could help those numbers, but then also introduce a fan base that hasn't had a Halo, right? Like, one of the things that we talk about with PlayStation is the types of games that we have on the platform in terms of first party being all about the third person narrative action adventure games, right? Or even like the how Call of Duty kind of carries that first person shooter flag for PlayStation, but like third party, right? And how now that is owned by Xbox. And so I think if you want to continue to kind of like build that library of, oh no, we have shooters here, we have first person shooters, Halo could be the answer. Like, bringing over Halo and having that be the, oh shit, okay, we have the Call of Duty, obviously, is going to be on PlayStation for the next 10 years. Halo being alongside that, I think also goes a long way of feeding that PlayStation audience, which I think the PlayStation audience would dig it because it's a big game, it's a quality game.
Yeah.
But then also I think this gives another shot of life into it where, all right, now we have even more reason to want to fix and like continue to update this game and make sure that like we don't let this go.
Yeah.
You know, I think Halo Infinite is one worth preserving. I think it's one worth like continuing to try and get it to that place where we're talking about it in the same way that we talk about No Man's Sky or like any sort of game that kind of has like a rough go but then comes back and is a sensation. I think Halo Infinite has sensation potential to it. You just got to treat it the right way, because I do think genuinely that it is a fucking fantastic video game. Like, I still think about that like month one of playing Halo Infinite.
When they dropped the fucking multiplayer just on a random day.
Yeah.
It was like, oh shit,
we're doing it.
And it worked. The servers weren't broken. It was just fun.
It was just fun. And I was looking the other day through like my phone files, so I was trying to clear space my phone, and I had like videos, like Halo Infinite videos saved my phone of like plays that I was making in Halo Infinite. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, fuck, I got to boot up this game.
Yeah.
This game is fucking fun.
Yeah.
I think Halo Infinite deserves better. And I think part of that could be giving the port.
You make some good points. I like the idea, because once you put Halo Infinite, especially the new version that they've updated and they've put a lot of time into, on PlayStation, you're going to get the backswing of, you had people being like on Xbox being like, oh no, this is not as great as it could have been, yada yada. Once you put that on PlayStation, you're going to get a new group of people being like, this is awesome. This is a really great video game, and they've evolved. Look how far this game has come. And you're going to get a really cool amount of the audience. I think in a perfect world?
Yeah.
Absolutely. It would be awesome if this created a new season for Infinite and they're like, you know what? We're going to fix this. We're going to make this truly the Infinite Halo. They've already talked about it. Like, they're not doing this. They're like, we're already on to the next one. So like, it's super whack. So like, I think that's the reason why I'm like, hey, it has to be Master Chief Collection or nothing. Because if you put Halo Infinite, it's a dead game at this point, right? Like, it truly is. It's a game that they have abandoned. At least Master Chief Collection is a truly dead game, but like, it's been dead for decades, but like revived. So like, you have that caveat. And also in my mind, Master Chief Collection is like the perfect one to put on there because you're trying to get an audience of people who maybe left PlayStation during the best generation, right? They left Xbox after 360 and went to PS4. And then you want to kind of recapture that magic and be like, hey guys, look what we did. Remember how cool we were? Remember how we're doing the next one? We're doing Halo Infinite 2. But that's, you make some good points. So I could totally see that.
What's your fourth pick?
Boring one, but it's the right one. Gears of War Ultimate Edition. This is the remaster of the original Gears of War game. I wish that we had Gears Master Chief Collection or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
The Master Chief Collection. Gears Marcus Menix Collection, which has been rumored for forever, but all we have is the remake of Gears Ultimate, Gears 1, so I think that's the one to do. I think it's a slam dunk, especially with Gears 6 coming out.
Yeah.
Potentially in the next few years, you would assume.
Yeah, I'm surprised you're doing this over Gears 5.
No, because here's the thing. I like the new Gears games. They're not like the most approachable ones. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Gears 4 is probably the better one I would choose of like, oh, it is like a legacy sequel, so they kind of like bring you up to speed with all that jazz. But yeah. I think you want for people to fall in love with the original Gears and then be like, oh shit, all the other ones are over here and you can play them over here and you can play them on your old Xbox or you can buy a new one or they're in their cloud. I think it makes a lot of sense. And also there's a huge amount of nostalgia for that original game, especially with the Mad World trailer.
Yeah.
People talk about that game all the time. So I think that would be perfect to like bring it back to bring it to PlayStation for the first time, only give them the first one, give them the best version of the first one, and then kind of lead them towards, hey, we have fucking six games over here that you can play, all in Game Pass, all available, and you can play them right now. And it's a novelty. That's all it needs to be, right? A novelty on PlayStation of a old Xbox game. You're going to get people mad, but you're not going to get them too mad because it's just the first one. And you just call it a day there. To me, that is like, if I look at my list, I'm very happy that I have both Master Chief Collection and the first Gears of War game because it shows the legacy of Xbox, but it's also the future of Xbox in a lot of ways. So that's the way that I built that.
Well, we're going to tell the audience about our fifth picks, the upcoming picks. But before we do that, we're going to tell the audience about our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by Shady Rays, an independent sunglasses brand that has over 300,000 five-star reviews. They are on a mission to match affordability with durability, making top-quality shades accessible to everyone. They have tons of styles and colors to pick from, so finding the best polarized shades is a breeze. Get ready for a whole new level of clarity with Shady Rays Pro Polarized Lenses. This lens tech is all about tough durability and vibrant colors that pop. Here at Kinda Funny, we all love wearing our Shady Rays. Whether it's Tim looking dope during his Pokemon Go walk, Snowbike Mike rocking the snow goggles, or Joey just looking fantastic in her tangle-free shades. If your shades go MIA or take a hit, don't sweat it. They've got lost and broken protection, so you're covered from day one. And if you don't love your shades, exchange or return them for free within 30 days. There's no risk when you shop. Exclusively for y'all, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. Head to ShadyRays.com and use code KF20 for $20 off each pair of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 300,000 people. Again, that is ShadyRays.com and use code KF20 for $20 off each pair of polarized sunglasses.
Shout out to Factor for sponsoring this episode. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Joey has been loving her Factor meals because every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. Factor meals are ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed. And Factor is flexible for your schedule. Get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. We've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. A ton of us here at Kinda Funny have been so thankful for Factor since we've been in the new studio, and you can too. Head to factormeals.com/kindafunny50 and use code kindafunny50 to get 50% off. That's code kindafunny50 at factormeals.com/kindafunny50 to get 50% off.
That was clean.
Thank you. Listen, I've been like doing that. This for a while, Roger, all right? Sometimes our brain doesn't work.
Industry.
Sometimes it does. So we're on to our fifth and final picks. The fifth and final pick is the upcoming game that hasn't released yet, but is announced.
Yeah.
Do we want to continue in the same order? Where I go first, you go first?
Yeah, you go first.
Are you sure? Because, there's an easy answer that I'm picking.
There's a few easy answers for me.
Okay. Then I'll say it. Elder Scrolls. The upcoming Elder Scrolls game.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that one. Probably should have thought about that one.
Yeah, no. I just won this fucking shit. Yeah, no. In the same way that I talk about Starfield being...
That was announced. Announced video game. Yeah, I'm fucked.
The continuing of the Bethesda legacy, right? Come on, man. Elder Scrolls, everybody that played Skyrim, everybody's going to be ready. Everybody's going to be alert. Everybody's going to fucking show up for Elder Scrolls.
Day and date?
Are you asking me as the Xbox CEO?
Yeah.
No. No, fuck that. No. You're getting it
5 years after.
Yeah, I'll give it a strong 2 years before I'm pouring it over.
But it's a worse version too. Fuck you.
Yeah. No, we're gonna let it cook for a second on Xbox before we bring it to PlayStation.
That shit can be broken too. Don't worry about it.
Now, if you're asking me as PlayStation CEO, listen, whatever we gotta do, we'll put Xbox on we'll put Game Pass on our system. Yeah. What do you want for Elder Scrolls? No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, Elder Scrolls 6, obviously, there's a big fan base for those games, and I think this, again, it's just a continuing of that Bethesda
it makes
thing,
sense
so.
Yeah, Skyrim, one of the biggest video games of all time. Yeah. Makes sense to try to get
18
there.
Different versions of Skyrim. Yeah. They're gonna do that with Elder Scrolls 6.
Yeah, game of the year edition.
Now, Roger, do you want to talk this final one out?
Yeah,
you
sure.
Have a couple of easy picks here.
A lot of easy picks. We got Avowed.
No.
Got Avowed. No. Come on. Let's
That's
talk about
not
that.
An
let's
easy
talk,
pick.
Let's have a conversation with Avowed real quick.
It's on my Fantasy Critic. I think it's gonna do great.
That's not true. Let's
You've been trying to trade Avowed since the day you drafted it.
That is the most that I've seen just Bless boldface lie in front of the
what
audience.
What are you talking about?
He has been looking at every single one of us and begging us to take Avowed off of his
He's
hands.
He's like, what you got on your
please,
list?
Somebody please. All right. Just give me Mean of the Hollow or I'll give you Avowed.
No,
please.
I'm not giving you Mean
just
of the
give
Hollow.
Give me Mean of the Hollow.
That's not how that works, God. Avowed is going to be good. I know it didn't have the...
It's going to be good.
It's going to be good, and I loved Outer Worlds so much. So, I think Obsidian's got the stuff. Is it going to be a massive crowd pleaser where it's going to be 90s, 95s, I'm sure that Elder Scrolls will probably be? Mm-hmm. No, but it's going to be a fucking 10 out of 10 for me, I'm sure. It's going to hit in that way. Mm-hmm. I don't... Yeah, that's one that I'm thinking about. It's not my choice. We have a few options here. We have Aura, okay. History Untold.
Barry, what was that trailer you're showing? Was that about?
That was about.
I'm telling you, bro. Look cool. Bro,
I thought that was Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag.
I gotta be honest, shit. Fable. We have Fable.
Yeah.
That's a good one, but we saw a little bit of it. It looked good. I have no idea anything about that game other than the small amount that they showed. Mm-hmm. We have a bunch of other... I'm just gonna say it. Blade. Give me Blade.
Oh, that's a great
Give
one.
Give me Blade.
That's a great one.
I'm surprised that no Perfect Dark...
No, that game is just going through a lot.
Yeah, I feel like we've not heard great news about Perfect Dark.
Yeah,
because I was thinking about if I was the Xbox CEO, so much money has gone into Perfect Dark. How the fuck do you make up that money?
Yeah.
Put it everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Indiana Jones was my second
Indiana
thought.
Jones, I thought that's where you're going
to
go.
Yeah, but I think Blade is just would just work really well. We have... A cool superhero that doesn't really get much love. We're going to fucking put a ton of money and time and we're going to show off Arcane, a group of people that have made games on PlayStation before.
Yep.
I think that would be awesome. Is that a day and date? Absolutely fucking not. That is going to be a few years down the line, but it makes sense to have Blade everywhere and showing off this amazing talent. And also, to recoup some of that Marvel, licensing money that they're going to have to pay back. So it makes sense to just have it everywhere.
And also, you want to talk about an audience that both likes Arcane games and also especially likes Marvel games right now as the PlayStation audience, right? We had Deathloop as an exclusive for a year.
Yeah.
And also we've had Dishonored and all this shit, right? So the audience is already kind of familiar with, there is an audience there that's already familiar with Arcane. And then also, we played so much Spider-Man. We talk up Spider-Man so much. Yeah, for sure. A Blade game on PlayStation, that would be fucking sick.
Yeah.
But I'm with you too that as Xbox, you hold this for a year.
Yeah.
Like, you hold this for some time.
You hold this for a while.
Yeah. All right, there you have it.
I think that's it.
Both of us have drafted five games. My draft looks like this. I have Forza Horizon 5, Rare Replay, Starfield, Halo Infinite, and Elder Scrolls 6. Raj has drafted Halo Master Chief Collection, Microsoft Flight Sim, Sunset Overdrive, Gears Ultimate Edition, and Blade.
Wow. I was very excited about this because I thought there was going to be a lot of, oh, you stole my game. Oh, I stole your game.
Yeah.
None of that for me. All my games that I wanted just happened. It's like, hell yeah.
I'm very excited to see what the audience thinks of ours, like, versus each other, because I feel very confident in mine.
That's so funny, because I feel completely confident in mine. You know what I mean? What's up? What's up, everybody? What's up? You know you love me. Xbox boy on PlayStation.
Before we let the audience judge us, let's judge the audience. Of course, I asked you guys to write in with your draft picks for Xbox games we want to see come to PlayStation. Let's start off with Connor C, who writes in and says, "Hey, Kev Crew, this is such a cool topic for the show, and I think I have my four games already released, and fifth that is unreleased, that I want to make the move from Xbox over to PlayStation. Halo Infinite, Forza Horizon 5, Sunset Overdrive, Starfield, Marvel's Blade. Thanks for all you do. Keep up the great work."
Mixture
of us. Split down the middle between me and you.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, I like the list.
Yeah, not bad.
We got Joshua Brandle, who writes in and says, "Halo 3, Fable, The Elder Scrolls, Morrowind, Gears of War 3, Ninja Gaiden Black."
Wow.
And then for the unreleased one, they say the new Fable. Well, that's first of all, they gave six games overall, so you already messed this up. But regardless of that, like, I like the more classic picks here.
Yeah, I like that a lot. It's cool. I looked at a lot of the classic stuff because, I mean, inherently, when you look at Xbox games, you go on the list, not that many. When you look at exclusives, so I looked at a lot of those. I don't have a lot of affinity for any of these. I didn't grow up with those games, but it's cool. I think Ninja Gaiden Black, right? That's a cool one. That's a cool pick.
Gold Phoenix Zero says Rare Replay, Starfield, Flight Simulator, Quantum Break, and then for the upcoming game, Marvel's Blade. Quantum Break would be sick.
That was the one that I chose. That honestly, it's a cool one that I hope that they inevitably put on PlayStation. But honestly, really, I just want them to give the rights back to Remedy. That's what I want. Mostly. I just want them to fully be like, hey, Remedy bought the rights. They have it. They could fold into the universe. I don't really care if it goes on PlayStation or anything like that. Yeah. I just want them to have it.
Jordan D. Brightson says the games I'd want to draft from Xbox on a PlayStation are as follows. 1. Sunset Overdrive. Insomniac, now a PlayStation studio anyway. 2. Party Animals. Multiplayer games like this need a big audience so they can stay alive. 3. Starfield. It clearly wasn't the game to save Xbox and was originally made with the intent to be on both platforms anyway. Bonus points if they implement cross saves. Number 4. The entire Gears franchise.
Okay, well, that's not all.
You're just breaking the rules now, Jordan. Halo is so intrinsically tied to the history of Xbox that moving it seems so wrong. Why not bring their other shooter franchise to PlayStation instead?
So is Gears. The same.
Yeah, but Halo is more Xbox.
They're the same. They're the same on Xbox. They're both on Xbox.
Master Chief is the icon. That's like,
I have Marcus Fenix tattooed on my neck.
That's like Mario and Link.
That's true.
Even though both are very Nintendo. Like, both are equally Nintendo. Like, these are equally Xbox. Like, I'm with you.
I guess, like, Wonderful 101. I guess Wonderful 101 is not everything now. Never mind.
Wait, were you going
to... I was trying to figure out, like, a later Nintendo exclusive that I completely fucked up, and I picked the one that's on everywhere.
Yeah, no. I would, like, if you're going to do that, then I would go, like, I don't know, Fire Emblem or some shit.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. And Jordan D. ends with Blade.
A lot of Blade love. Makes sense. It's so funny because I didn't even have Blade on this list until we started talking. And I was like, oh yeah, Blade exists. That'd
Can't
be cool.
Blade.
Oh, I'm excited.
Be good.
10 years from now.
Jason says Dead Rising 3, Killer Instinct, Quantum Break, Master Chief Collection, and the rumored Gears Collection.
Dead Rising 3 is a weird one.
I like it as an inspired pick.
Sure.
I've never been a Dead Rising person, but
it was also the worst one. Oh,
is it?
4.
Yeah, I don't see. Dead Rising 2 was on PlayStation because I remember playing it on PS3.
Yeah, 3 was the launch exclusive.
Was 4 better than 3?
Oh, I don't know about that. I think 4 was like, hey, we're bringing back Frank West, and it sucks. That was the pitch of that game. Frank West is back, and it fucking blows.
Excuse me. So, yeah, it's an inspired choice. I love Killer Instinct as a choice. Killer Instinct was on my shortlist as well of a fighting game to bring over. We need to want to talk about, like, you know, fighting game audience, and also PlayStation owns Evo. Like, I think there's something there in terms of porting over Killer Instinct, especially if you want to make a new one. And I think making a new one is worth it. I think they should make one. I like that as a pick a lot. Jason Dawes says, picks are as follows: Halo Master Chief Collection, Killer Instinct, Starfield, Rare Replay Collection, and The Outer Worlds 2.
I was going to choose that one, and then I, in the middle of this podcast, went against my own choice because I was like, wait, the first one already came out on PlayStation. Fuck it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the first one already came out.
Just play the first one.
Yeah, they play the first one, they'd say, hey, everybody, go to Xbox and play the second one. Like, it works out in that way. So
that's fair.
Yeah, it's fine.
Anthony Altered Rain Corbett says, Halo Infinite, PlayStation could use more FPSs. Microsoft Flight Simulator, game is one of the best sims, should be enjoyed by everyone. Sunset Overdrive, it's Insomniac, might as well. Gears 4 and 5, again, PlayStation does have, I think they mean doesn't have this type of game. And then the next Fable game, this is similar to PlayStation exclusives, so the PlayStation crowd would love to play this.
That's a good call.
And then he says, lastly, just get a PC, jabronis, lol.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong.
I have one more from Tyler Robertson, who writes in and says, I don't care about the rest. Just give me Hellblade 2 on PlayStation, please.
Come on, please.
He spells it with a W, so I had to say it like that.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, no, I'm surprised none of us said Hellblade 2.
Is the first one on PlayStation?
Yeah, the first one was like PlayStation exclusive.
Same thing, though.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? Hellblade. Play the fucking second one on...
put Hellblade 2 everywhere, dude.
Play the second one on cloud. Play it on your phone.
Don't play it on your phone.
The way God intended. Kind of
play that game with the most fidelity you can possibly.
Nah,
do.
My phone's pretty good.
Hellblade is fucking sick.
What a crazy story for that. For like that to be a PlayStation exclusive.
Yeah, at launch.
And then it, yeah, at launch, and then it eventually came to Xbox, and now it's an Xbox owned studio. And
yeah,
now it's just on Xbox. It's weird. Wild.
By the way, Barry, this TV just decided to fucking update.
Yeah,
it's on 30%.
The computer that we use for chat will be like, "Hey, do you want to update?" And I tell it no, and then 30 minutes later, it's just like, "Fuck you, I'm gonna do it anyway."
Yeah, yeah.
Cool, I like
it's
that.
It's okay. Sorry, chat, we can't see you. We're almost at the end of the show.
Yeah.
We just have one more thing to talk about with this week in PlayStation. Ex-PlayStation boss Sean Layden says exclusivity is your Achilles heel. I'm pulling from Wesley Yenpool at IGN. Speaking in an interview with VentureBeat, former president and CEO of Sony Interactive Entertainment America, Sean Layden, said when a video game costs exceed $200 million, exclusivity is your Achilles heel. Quote, it reduces your addressable market, Layden continued, before citing the success of Arrowhead's Helldivers 2, which launched on PS5 and PC to explosive success. Quote, particularly when you're in the world of live service gaming or free-to-play, another platform is just another way of opening the funnel, getting more people in. In a free-to-play world, as we know, 95% of those people will never spend a nickel. The business is all about conversion. You have to improve your odds by cracking the funnel open. Helldivers 2 has shown that for PlayStation, coming out on PC at the same time. Again, you get that funnel wider, you get more people in, end quote. First-party development costs rise with the release of each generation of consoles, but costs have ballooned in recent years. Last month, Sony boss Hiroki Totoki offered what he called his frank impressions of the PlayStation business, suggesting its studios can do more to cut development costs. The release of data stolen from Sony-owned developer Insomniac late last year also revealed internal concern at the growing cost of the studio's games. According to Kotaku's report on the breach, Spider-Man 2 development costs ran $30 million over the original $270 million budget, and ultimately needed to sell 7.2 million units to break even. The latest figures suggest Spider-Man 2 has now veered into profitable territory, although Sony has yet to confirm that itself. Layden said single-player games have a similar audience consideration as multiplayer games, though not exactly the same. Quote, for single-player games, it's not the same exigency. I've not heard that word.
Whoa.
Exigency? It's E-X-I-G-E-N-C-Y. I'm going to need a fucking dictionary. Let me know what Oxford thinks about that, Barry, if you're able to look it up.
what do they think about that word?
It's funny because I looked around the room for who could tell me. I looked at you and I was like,
okay. No shot.
I was like, you don't have a laptop. No. I look at chat. Oh, I can't see chat. So Barry's the last person. Barry's the last line of defense who can tell me about exigency. Quote, but if you're spending $250 million, you want to be able to sell it to as many people as possible, even if it's just 10% more. End quote.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot there.
He's not wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it makes sense, especially it's funny that he was bringing up Helldivers as like a free-to-play. I think he meant just generally multiplayer as a whole, even though Helldivers is not a free-to-play game. But the massive success of Helldivers cannot be understated because it's also on PC, right? Like those two things go together, right? I think about a lot of like, if Helldivers was on PlayStation exclusively, would it do as well? The answer is no.
Mm-hmm.
Like you would not be hearing the amount of fervor, the outrage, the talk, the community would not be as large, period.
Yeah.
It does that transfer over to single player games? I don't think so. I don't necessarily think that it is a imperative thing that PlayStation needs to put all of their single player exclusives into PC and Xbox eventually. I don't think that's possible. I do think eventually they'll do like the thing that they do right now where every 2 years, right, they port everything to PC around
probably around there, yeah.
Gotcha. We got the definition.
Yeah, that's exigency stresses the pressure of restriction or urgency of demands created by a special situation.
Wow.
What the fuck does that mean? I'm more confused.
We gotta read books sometimes.
We should read more. But yeah, I mean, I'm there with you, yeah. Right? Like, I mean, at the end of this, him even mentioning that, you know, it's not exactly the same for single player games. It's not the same exigency. But if you're spending $250 million, you want to be able to sell it to as many people as possible, even if that's just 10% more. I think there's something there, right? You look at the Spider-Man thing, and yeah, that game having a overall $300 million budget. One, that's insane, right? But then 7.2 million units to break even. Spider-Man over time is going to do that, right? Like Spider-Man over time is probably going to hit 15 million, 20 million, 25 million, right? Like it's going to hit those records, but it is a risk to make something that's that big. And you can't do that for all your different titles.
Also, that number is at the full price of the game,
yeah,
which it just won't be.
Yeah. It won't be like that forever, right? Like that is going to come down. It's going to have sales. It's going to do all that stuff. And also that's Spider-Man, right? Like it's Spider-Man you're putting all that budget into. It's games like God of War and The Last of Us, which you expect to exceed those numbers. Not every PlayStation first party thing can be, like most PlayStation first party things can't be that. Like you don't look at Astrobot and go, oh yeah, this is going to sail past 7.2 million units in its lifetime and put that kind of budget into it. Different kind of game, I know it's a weird example, but you get what I mean. You got to start considering these things when that starts to become your expectation of budget. And it gets tough to consider. Like, I think it's an option, right? I think porting something over to, I mean, PC has been the strategy. I think that works over time, right? I think especially if it is a year after, 2 years after, that makes sense. Even something like Helldivers 2, we've talked about this on KFGD, that I would love to see Helldivers 2 come to Xbox.
Yeah.
I would love to see that come to even more platforms because that is the kind of game that would do really well the more platforms it's on. And also, it increases the player base. It gives people a better experience when they have more people to play with. I'm fascinated with the future where potentially a Spider-Man comes to Xbox in the same way that we're seeing Hi-Fi Rush come over to PlayStation. I think it'd be really fascinating. I think it could be really cool just for the players. I think PlayStation probably operate. I don't think they would because that is not like PlayStation wants to sell boxes. We talk about this all the time of like, you know, Xbox is trying to sell you Game Pass. They're trying to sell you the service. They're trying to get you into the ecosystem. Whereas PlayStation's like, yo, you want to play Spider-Man? Buy the box. And that is kind of what helps them justify the budgets here too, right? With the 7.2 million units, like they're also selling console units because of Spider-Man, but I digress. Yeah, like I wonder what this leads to down the road if we do ever see games like God of War or Horizon or whatever come to an Xbox or come to a Nintendo platform or, you know, come to PC day and date even. I think something's got to give. I think PC is probably mostly the answer there, but I don't think we can do this forever in terms of these games being at such high budgets and like that being the strategy. We're going to put in the most budgets out of any other single player studio or publisher. I don't know how long you can do that.
Yeah, I think you start to see the PC of it all become more day and date when it comes to a multiplayer live service type game. And even I can see them for Ragnarok or whatever, cutting that down to 1 year or whatever it is, like whatever new game they have. Instead of 2 years, they wait 1 year. Like I can see that happening more. I don't think it's going to take a lot for PlayStation to ever be like Spider-Man's on Xbox, even the first one.
It's going to take a lot for PlayStation.
Yeah.
I think it'd be really cool though.
It would be awesome. It would be awesome. I just think it's just so funny, right? Because we're seeing PlayStation right now at a place where pretty much Xbox was like 4 years ago in terms of like with their PC, putting out everything on Xbox and PC. And you're just seeing PlayStation start to get it. It's just, to me, it seems like such a jump for them to get to the place where Xbox is now, where they're starting to put everything on PlayStation or some of their games on PlayStation.
Yeah.
You're just not, I just don't think you're going to see that, but he's
been truth. Yeah. Like he's been truth. Obviously Sean Layden, former head of PlayStation. Yeah. So he knows the thing or two, but yeah. Fascinating things to hear.
Yeah.
Before we get out of here though, let me tell you about the PlayStation picks. The drop this week looks like this. You got Contra, Operation Galuga.
Nope. Galaga.
Like the game? Like Galaga? Like
I just learned that today.
That's spelled with three A's.
Is
Roger.
It?
Yeah, there's no Galaga is three A's.
I thought this was Galaga.
I mean it might be pronounced that way anyway.
Chat,
I was looking
at I thought I was smart today.
This is G-A-L-U-G-A.
I thought I figured this out.
No.
Fuck.
Is Galaga Konami?
The Jabroni Boys literally just beat the game. What?
Wait, they did a whole stream today if
That's
you want to check
they
it out.
It. It's not Galaga?
No, it's not Galaga.
Because Galaga's with three A's.
Is Galaga not a Konami game?
I mean, let's look
I was
up.
So excited
That's
to come to
That's one of those
you.
Things that I should know. I'm adding that to
I was so excited
down.
To come
Don't
to you and say,
it.
Did you know that this
no, is No, Galaga is Namco.
Okay, well, I'm stupid, everybody. Ignore my thoughts.
Fucking idiot.
I should have guessed so that. I should have known that Galaga was Namco.
Galuga.
Yeah, so yeah, Contra, Operation Galuga. I love the
Fuck. You're
idiot. Fool. Nincompoop. That's an Ed and Eddie word. Melatonin is out this week for PS5, March 12th. Cartel Tycoon is out this week for PS5.
Jesus.
They're just making tycoons out of anything. I'm gonna try that out, though. High Water, PS5, PS4. Star Wars Battlefront Classic Collection,
Woo!
PS5, PS4. Let's vlog and go. But the Golf for PS5 and PS4. And then lastly, Outcast, A New Beginning. It's coming out this week for PS5.
Hey,
No, not that Outcast. It's
oh,
a different
shit,
Outcast.
My bad.
Barrett's Rod with tweet. Yeah, we are streaming.
Wow.
Star Wars Battlefront Classic Collection. We're doing Galactic Conquest, Galuga Conquest.
Galuga Galactic Conquest.
It's going to be a fun time. Tune into the Kind of Funny stream
Hell
on
yeah.
Thursday.
By the time
that.
This posts, though, because we're still posting this episode on Friday.
Oh,
we've already
okay.
been up.
So watch the VOD.
Check that out.
Yeah. And if anything happens between this episode and the posting of this episode, like if PlayStation goes bankrupt, I don't know. I'm sorry. We didn't cover that.
Sorry.
We'll do it next week. But for now, this has been Kind of Funny Games. No, fuck. This hasn't been Kind of Funny Games Daily. This has been PS I Love You XOXO.
You nincompoop. Oh, my God.
God damn it. Your PlayStation conversation. Of course, I've been Blessing. That's been Roger. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.
Game Daily.